future of farming in America. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Scientists predict that 50 years from now, Earth's atmosphere will be much different than it is today, with more carbon dioxide and ground-level ozone in the air. University of Illinois researcher Don Ort is studying how sensitive food crops like soybeans will be affected by these changes, for better or worse.
We anticipate that soybean will be one of the plants that will benefit the most from elevated CO2 and be most sensitive to damage by ozone.
To simulate air quality in 2050, Ort and his colleagues planted soybeans in a field and encircled it with pipes. The pipes released carbon dioxide and ozone directly onto the plants. Ort says this past summer, plants exposed to carbon dioxide produced bigger beans and more of them. But early tests showed that the beans contain less protein.
Probably the total amount of protein is staying the same, but the reason they're bigger and the reason there's more of them is that we're stuffing more starch into them. And so I think we're diluting out the protein.
Ort says the effects of ozone will be tested next season. The results could one day help maintain a quality food supply in the midst of a changing climate. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.